As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Oh man, it's 8 o'clock.
And so that'll make it a.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
Hi, I'm Karma, and yes, I am a bitch.
Brav Bros.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brav Bros, your favorite podcast from the bros for everybody, for whoever wants to listen. I am your co-host, Steel Russell, joined as always by the one and only Skeeter McGeeter. What's up, dude?
It's a beautiful day to be podcasting indoors.
Sure is. At least the windows are nice.
Yeah, the windows, it looks really nice outside. I'm wearing shorts for the first time since God knows when, and we're inside podcasting because we are devoted to our fans.
Darn tootin'.
Could just be outside frolicking in nature, you know?
Yeah, you could be. I actually frolicked a lot today. Poppy and I spent like 4 hours at the park. We had like 2 hours of softball.
Wait. You had 4 hours at the park?
Yeah.
And she's at the park now with Dev.
Yeah. She loves the park.
It's a lot of parking.
She wanted to go to the park before they went to Chick-fil-A.
That's fair. You got to earn that Chick-fil-A. You got to run around a little bit.
You know, you just got to, I guess, you don't have to earn it.
For a six-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to earn it. Just go play and then eat some Chick-fil-A.
That's a good point.
She's seven.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You dick.
All right. Well.
Way to go, Uncle Shooter. You're the worst.
Those ages, you know, well, five is actually different than six. Six and seven, I feel like, are the same. It's like, I never, when kids turn six and seven, it's like, yeah, they're six or seven. Then they get to eight, and it's like, oh, they're definitely eight. Six and seven, I feel like, are the same.
Based on
a non-dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that
from an uncle.
Hey, your opinions matter.
I don't know. We'll get to Rose and Thorne. I don't know if my opinions matter that much.
Well, without further ado, why don't we just jump into, well, before that, we have one thing we got to talk about. Before we get to Beverly Hills, because we have nothing to talk about in this reunion.
I know, we're going to have to find something to talk about before we talk about Beverly Hills, because there's nothing to talk about there.
Well, good thing we're good at talking about nothing.
Sure.
But the one thing I want to talk about is we have a live show coming up in May in, I got confused.
All right. You were right. I don't know why you got
confused. It is in May, but I was going to say in D.C., and then I got held up. So let me try this again. We have a live show coming up in May. At the Union Stage, I did it again.
I don't know why you're having such a hard time with this. You want me to do it?
No.
Okay.
Live show, Union Stage, May 3rd. It's a Friday night, so make sure you go get those tickets for that. As I've said before, it's a big venue. We want to fill this place out, so please bring your friends. Bring whoever you want, even if they don't watch Bravo. People have told us that even if they don't watch the shows, they've enjoyed our live show. Some people that got dragged there as friends of. So bring whoever you know. Come on out, hang out with the bros. Again, that is May 3rd. It's a Friday night, Union Stage, D.C. Then we've got another one in Boston on June 14th. That is at the City Winery, much smaller venue. I said yesterday and the day before that there was like 20 to 25 tickets left.
Yeah, you had no idea.
We're still somewhere in that ballpark.
Oh, really?
I haven't gotten an update, so I think it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, but sometimes these updates lag, so I really wouldn't trust it.
I would
and
just
also 25 isn't that much anyway, so.
Yeah, if you're planning on going to Boston, just go get your tickets sooner rather than later so that you don't miss out on that show. We want everybody that wants to be there to be there. So go get your tickets before it sells out. Anything else?
No, that's all we got coming up.
Well, then let's get into our Rose and
Keep Thorne. Your eyes and ears on our socials for anything that might be popping up, you know?
Why are you mocking me?
I wasn't mocking
you. I was mocking
you. I was mocking
you. You looked at me and smirked and then said that.
I couldn't help it. I don't know. Usually I can hold the smirk
I'm sorry that I'm trying to keep everybody up to date. I'm sorry.
You did a pretty good job of keeping them up to date on the shows that are announced.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the teasing when it's like, we can tell them, I think.
We're not allowed to tell them sometimes.
There's nothing going on. Wait, now we're doing it again. There is actually nothing planned yet. So.
This time we don't have any. We do have an interview coming up, but it's not like super secret.
No.
But I'm not going to tell you who it is. Now it's a secret.
Keep your eyes on our socials and you'll find out.
Hey, all right.
Be the day of.
Rose and Thorne, let's start.
All right, I'm going to start off with my, Thorne because this is really funny. This went back to our VPR episode that aired yesterday. This one's from our YouTube from the VPR episode, and the commenter said, Sheena is not an idiot. That's not very nice. And I lost a lot of respect for this podcaster.
She said podcaster.
Yeah, no, so me specifically.
Like you.
Yeah, not the podcast. So that means she'll probably still listen to the podcast.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I called Sheena an idiot who is an idiot. So what are you going to do?
That's the thing. I don't know what she was hoping for, but now you're just going to double and triple down.
You kidding me? Yeah. And by the way, it's reality TV. A lot of these people are idiots.
Yeah.
That's why we watch reality TV, because they act like people that aren't us. Because
Breaking
we're
news,
not idiots. To an extent, yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, we're all right. Have the camera follow me around. I'm going to do some pretty stupid shit. So, fair enough.
Yeah, we're also idiots. So, commenting on idiots.
That would be my my thorn, my rose. Is much nicer. And if you remember, and I think it was this at the end of the VPR episode? This has been a long week. When you asked for the 5-star reviews.
I don't know, but I've got a few of them.
Steele went full shameless plug or shameless request and said, please leave some 5-star reviews for us.
Well, because we got hammered on the Erica Jane documentary, which we're not covering. And we got 1-starred like 4 times.
That's why I want to read this one, because this is a 5-star review on Apple from Mama Zuck that says, doing my 5-star review, not just because Steele asked,
nice,
but because I want to. Erica Jane is so overrated. Could care less. Wait a minute. Could care less about her all-consuming, all about me, doc. Oh, and P.S. You guys should come to Des Moines.
Iowa plug.
Well, Iowa plug. Yeah, why not? You've been there, right?
I've been to Des Moines, Iowa. They have a minor league. Fun. They had a minor league team. That was back like when my dad managed.
I would love to check out Des Moines. But
I also used to think it was called Des Moines.
Everybody at one point in their life has thought about that.
Yeah, I think I was like 8 or 9. Yeah. Oh, Des Moines. I'm going
Des Moines. Yeah. Sounds kind of cool, actually. I like that.
Des Moines makes it sound like an exotic place, not a place in Iowa.
Well, I mean, it could be. It's exotic to us. We've never been there.
I have been there. I just
told you that. It's exotic to me.
Jesus.
Whatever. Anyway, I thought it was really funny because we got hammered for not watching the Erica Jane thing.
I know.
This person gave us a 5-star review, doubling down on the fact that Erica sucks.
Yeah.
But didn't mention that we were saying that she had a pretty good season overall. Fun.
Yeah, see, that's a layered one. That's an onion. We call that an onion review.
Onion review.
All right, well, let me get into mine. I'm going to start out with this because I'm confused by it. This is my thorn. It comes from YouTube, and it says, yo, bros, .. Your opinions are stemmed from present day. This episode is still so fresh after 5 months. Sheena is 100% in the wrong, and as a strong fan of Lala, she is too, but makes good points. Katie is loyal and true as fuck. Did we not say the same exact thing?
What?
They said that our opinions are present day, implying that they're not correct, and then they went on to say everything that we said in the episode. Sheena is 100% in the wrong. This person says, as a strong fan of Lala, she is also in the wrong, but makes good points. I think we said that as well. And Katie is loyal and true AF. Also said that.
All points that we made.
That's why I'm confused.
I'm not going to lie to you. I had a really hard time getting past the first sentence because I don't know what that means.
Your opinions are stemmed from present day.
You can't say a past participle word and say present right after it. You can't stem from present day.
You can stemmed from present day.
I don't think you can. Anyway. You can't. Whatever. Anyway, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Why'd you have to do this to us?
Because it put my mind in a pretzel. Because the way that they word it, it's like, I'm taking an issue with this. And then they go on to say everything that we said, though.
Not even that. Like, we also remind everybody that it's only been a couple of months since they broke up. Maybe it's 5 months since they recorded, but you agreed with us. All right, I'm not going to spend any more time on this. I'm confused.
You're welcome. So after that, it's very much like your review. Okay. Or your rose.
Yeah.
So I've got a few. I'm just going to read them all because they made me laugh. I had yours, but I don't need to read that one now. The first one is, it's named Steele Asked, 5 stars. I love this podcast, but hate leaving reviews. So you know it's a good one when the host just asking for reviews has me leaving one. Thanks for the weekly laughs and spot on commentary. Thank you very much. That's from Straight Out of Georgia.
Straight Out of Georgia.
Straight Out of Georgia. The next one is also super funny. This one is named Steele Asked Me to Do It. 5 stars from Jay Carmona, 1985. You guys are great. That's it. The best one, in my opinion, is from Natty Bala. Natty Bala. Natibala. Is that like Bala?
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows?
It could be.
If that's actually your last name, that's a kick-ass last name.
I'm glad
last
you didn't.
Bala.
I'm glad you didn't say that's a baller last name.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you didn't.
Must be a little sleepy to miss that one.
You're still sleepy?
That's a layup.
Oh, man, I got a great night's
sleep.
That's
a layup.
Oh, Jesus. That went over my head. I'm pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, baby. We're back.
Yeah, the redemption.
But from Natty Bala, this is titled, Fun Listen, the Review, Steele Asked Me To. That's it.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
That's all we want.
That's all we need. I don't care. If it's a five-star.
We're not going to do this at the end of every episode, but every once in a while we'll do it.
I only need to do it when I have to cancel out. Like, when we get three bad reviews for something we did not watch, this is when I need you guys to step up. And look, you did. All I did was ask.
Yeah.
And you guys came through. That means so much to me. I'm touched.
You guys are the best.
Ballin'. Our listeners are ballin'.
Oh, I hope it's not their name.
I hope it's their name. If you hear this,
hey,
reach
edit,
out.
Hey, edit the review to a one star.
Yeah.
It's not my name.
One star. That's not my name. That's not my, I can go all day.
I know.
You want to get
are
into
you
this?
Are you sleepy? You seem energized.
I'm at the point of delirium.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, so that's where we are. There's either energetic or delirious. I have no in between.
That's good.
Grumpy.
I think that's pretty healthy.
Sometimes.
Grumpy, yeah.
Just sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Yeah, just sometimes. But
not
anyway,
as much as me.
Let's get into no, not as much as you. But let's get into this nothing episode that we need to talk about. It was so confusing. I don't know why Kathy was there. Don't know why we rehashed all of those things with her. But let's jump right in. We start out with the Sutton and the Teddy shit, and this is more just about the vodka and the purse and the fact that Kyle's been relentlessly mean. And I think that's the one thing I want to highlight from this beginning scene, because Kyle gets so up in arms at the premise of her not being nice to Sutton. And she does what most people do when they get put on the spot. She fires back with, when? Give me evidence. I need evidence right now. Tell me exactly when this happened. Of course, Sutton can't pull it out of her ass in that moment. Unfortunately, I really wish she had listed some moments. But she says, watch the show. We've talked about this for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Even before this became a focal point on the show that they were discussing,
yep.
Their interactions are always not great on Kyle's side. They always seem condescending, that she's better than Sutton, doesn't have time for Sutton, and that she belittles Sutton's problems.
Yeah, and we're not exactly Sutton apologists, but we can watch it and see what's going on. And we've been very confused for a couple of years now, like Steele said. And I would say, honestly, we see her mood swing with Kyle all the time. It's probably because she's confused, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she brought it up tonight and talked about it, finally. At least somebody said something. But we've seen it over the last couple of years where Kyle is relentlessly mean to her in very weird moments, and it makes no sense. And it's just, this is Kyle and how she takes out her emotions on her friends. We've called it out before. Sutton finally had enough this season, and we saw that. But she's still looking to reconcile, which I think it's important for a housewife show to always kind of be, obviously, unless they try to break up your marriage or something, which we've seen in other shows. In something like this, where it's like, okay, maybe it's a misunderstanding, I'm still going to try to be cool with you.
Mm.
I can always appreciate that. And look, the hug it out scene, I don't know. I don't obviously think that Kyle was into it.
The double hug.
And then you get to see Dorit and Erica's reaction on the other end. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, that's embarrassing. And it was embarrassing. Let's be honest.
I thought it was, too. I thought it was a forced hug. I didn't think anything was squashed. They have since had dinner. That's the only reconciliation that has happened since the reunion. They sat
more
down
than Kyle and Dorit have had.
Oh, that's a good point. But I guess they sat down like last week, so I don't know if they're cool.
The timing is very suspicious.
Again, I know. We're airing the reunion, and now you sit down. But hey, who are we to judge? I guess it's our job.
Literally, it is our job to judge, yep.
But Kyle does what Kyle does, and she spins it. Spin zone, you could have been a better friend to me. And we get that scene of Sutton saying to her in, where were they?
Spain.
In Spain. That's right.
When Barcelona.
Barcelona. How could I forget? Because you know why? Because I was thinking of that.
Oh, so you wanted to say Ibiza?
No, I was going to. Yeah, so I went Ibiza. I was like, no. And then I was like, well, they don't say Spain.
I think they actually do say Spain. Yeah.
Oh, well, if they do say Spain. They were in Spain, in Barcelona, and
you're going to get a permanent lisp from just doing this.
I hope so.
Steele, what happened? Barcelona
happened. Dorit happened. Now I can't stop saying Ibiza. But
so like Daffy Duck.
Anyway, in that church scene, we got Sutton saying to Kyle, I could have been a better friend. I should have been a better friend. And Kyle saying, you have been a good friend. It's all good. It's squashed. Kyle brings this moment back up and pretty much says, I was lying, which is way worse than you're in church. Your whole thing was like, we were in the house of God. It's like, yeah, and then you lied. You're admitting to lying. I think that's worse. You're not supposed to lie.
You're supposed to speak the truth and correct. Then be forgiven for it.
Yeah, instead of, so look, I know it's like a technicality here. I know what you're trying to say. You didn't want to cause a scene in the church and disagree with her, but at the same time, you lied. And I also don't think that you had an issue with it until Sutton decided to come after you at the reunion a little bit. And now you're being like, oh, well, I didn't actually mean it when I said that you were a good friend, bitch. Like, boom. How does that feel?
I mean, honestly, if you look back at the season, that was, I don't want to say it's a turning point, but if you look at it from after that fact, Kyle was so involved in her own shit with Mauricio and Morgan and everything else going on. And Sutton was being nice-ish. I mean, she was still talking to Garcelle about what was going on. And look, everybody was. Nobody knew what was going on. There's obviously things that are going on with Kyle that people are going to talk about because Kyle's not talking about it. But she was still, at least at face value, being nice to Kyle.
Yeah.
So nothing was really going to happen. So we would never know if you weren't genuine in that moment. But yeah, you're pissed off now because she brought it up on the reunion,
yeah,
which is what Kyle does every time.
But she keeps getting frustrated with these women for doing their job.
Yeah.
Every time.
Look, Kyle hates the show.
That's what, it's literally coming off like that.
Uh-huh.
It's literally coming off like she's better than the show or she's over the show and no longer needs the show. If that's the case, fine. Sail off into the sunset with Morgan Wade. We don't give a shit. But if you're on the show, it just, and I know this is so funny because I understand that they have lives and they're reality TV stars, but at the end of the day, like, they're actual people, all of that, that we always say to give these people grace. But at the same time, there's a job description here, people.
Yeah.
You signed your life away to be on this show. It is what it is. Like, that's what we expect as an audience.
And that's also what confuses me, too. And maybe it's just fatigue at this point because we saw last year at the point where her and Kathy's relationship had just completely gone to shit and she had to talk about it at the reunion and you had to film the last couple episodes where you had to sit down with Rinna and Kathy, whatever. So maybe you can say she kind of drew a line in the sand last year with the whole Kathy thing and then obviously her marriage fell apart and she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. But she still did it last year. Like, you still had to sit down with Kathy. Kathy came out last year. You talked to her. You broke down. You yelled at people when they took Kathy's side. Like, you were doing it last year. You can't do it this year?
To a certain extent.
But she didn't even go to that extent this year.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most frustrating thing about this whole episode is obviously three-part reunion. We're going to be waiting to see what we can say about Morgan, what we can say about Mauricio. And Kyle is just not having it with anything. And you can tell right away, like, now we're talking about the Sutton issue of it all. You get mad at her, but you're not really telling us anything.
No, that, yeah.
It's just annoying. Like, tell us something. At least give us a little bit.
But we get this big reveal, and it wasn't a secret to anybody. Kathy's coming out to join the panel. Why? For what
I'm
fucking reason?
I'm thankful that they didn't keep it a secret from us. And maybe that was retroactive because they realized that it was stupid they even have her there.
I think that the reason that she's there was simply to go after Sutton. And Sutton is not there, so now her role
in the show is
gone. Yeah. I really do. I think that that was the point. And we see that while they're sitting there and Sutton has a panic attack that has to be taken off of the stage. Kathy leans to Kyle and says, I was about to go after her. That's probably why she left.
Yep.
And I think that's the only reason Kathy was there, was to try to push that further because Kyle probably roped her into
it. I'm so thankful that didn't happen.
I'm not.
Not that we didn't get anything out of, well, no, because I don't care. Like, that doesn't matter.
I agree with that.
But all I care about is, in this entire show right now, is what's going on with Kyle. So if they gave us a half an hour of Kathy and Sutton going back and forth and then people coming to their defense and just some bullshit story that Kathy's going to spin here and there and whatever, and then Kyle gets to chime in and she just gets to sit back the whole time and not talk about Mauricio until the last 15 minutes, it sped the whole thing up for me, which we still didn't get anything, but I'm still thankful.
I disagree.
Why?
Completely. And like Dev and I talked about this. The only two people in that room that would go after Kyle effectively and call her out and call her out on the bullshit and be able to stand up to Kathy, not that they're not scared of Kathy, but they will have an opinion, is Garcelle and Sutton. It's the only two there that will do that. Crystal will, but I don't think she will without any support on the couch. And if you don't have Sutton and Garcelle there, Kyle is going to be able
to walk
through this because she's got Erica next to her, she's got Dorit next to her, she's got Kathy next to her, and she's got Crystal on the other side and Anna Marie. So nobody's going to hold her feet to the fire. As soon as those two leave, episode 3 of the reunion was null and void.
Yeah, you might be right. I still, and maybe it's just a pessimistic view, I still don't think we get shit out of Kyle.
We may not have.
Don't think we, I think she came in with that intention of not doing anything. And yeah, you're probably right. They threw Kathy in there, but that's Bravo. Why would Bravo want to do that? Bravo bringing Kathy in neutralizes Sutton. If that was her goal to go after Sutton to try to protect Kyle, then you don't really have much of a show. Nobody really cares.
I think what you have is the potential for a blow up or a good back and forth between somebody with her out there, because Kyle's only going to do so much.
I just think it takes away from the whole Kyle of it all.
I agree with you. I'm just saying from a Bravo standpoint, like what they might have been thinking was, oh, and I also think that when Kathy Hilton presents herself to be on the show and it's like, yeah, I'm down, they figure out a way to shoehorn her in there.
Of course.
So I think that that's what happened. I think that they were expecting more because there was going to be other people in the room. Sutton and Garcelle had to leave because Sutton got sick or had the panic attack, whatever. That takes that completely out of it. Now we just have a Kyle pity party where she can say whatever and everyone's going to be like, it's really tough. We just want you to be happy. And that's the part that gets like pushed to the side, I guess, is nobody here, nobody watching, nobody in this room, no one's rooting for negative things to happen to Kyle. And I feel like it gets spun that way where it's like, I'm not talking about this shit. It's like, look, no one's wishing that the marriage is going to fall apart. Yeah. Nobody's wishing that Mauricio cheated. We have been watching your life for 13 years. You owe it to the audience who has been supporting you, supporting your family, been rallying behind you and Mo for so long. Like, yeah, it's super personal. It's super fucking personal. And no, you shouldn't have to share the details of like the intimacies of your relationship and everything going on behind closed doors. You shouldn't have to, unless you signed a contract for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and you are the main character on this show.
I will slightly disagree with you. I think that you are giving Bravo fans way too much credit.
I don't.
I think there's a huge chunk of Bravo fans that want bad things to happen for
the that
show.
Part of it? Well, yeah. That was the smallest thing that I
said.
Commented
I said slightly disagree.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podast app.
We'll get to the point of what I was saying.
That's all I'm saying, is that there's not everybody's out there supporting. And from Kyle's perspective, like she referenced before when we get to a little bit later, she starts referencing the tabloids. In her mind, that's what's going on. So the more details that she gives, the more that people have to hold on to, and then more articles come out and everything. I understand it from a logic standpoint. I hate it from a TV entertainment standpoint. Yeah. And it's not about us wanting to know, you know, where do you go from here? Nobody fucking knows. We want to talk about the things that have already happened.
Yes.
The things that have happened in the press, the things that have happened on the show that you were concealing from us. We want answers to those things. That doesn't hurt you necessarily, and you can spin it however you want. Just give us an answer and don't shut down.
I think that it helps her in the long run, because without responding, without giving an answer, all we're doing out here is speculating.
Yeah, and you have a platform right now to talk about it. You can do whatever you want. Mo is on Netflix doing his own thing.
He's telling people everything. Exactly. He's answering the questions. That's the craziest part. You're on this show, and you're so nervous about this stuff to get out because you want to protect your family, blah, blah, blah. Clearly, that's not actually a priority. One, because Mo's over here doing it on Buying Beverly Hills. And two, if your family was a priority, why'd you drag your daughters on camera to announce the separation so we could watch your 15-year-old daughter cry? If you really do care, then why are they...
Why I'm so fucking confused.
Just make it
do
make
you
sense.
Care about the show or not?
I don't know.
Why are your daughters crying on camera if you don't give a shit about the show? You should have kept that hidden.
Why couldn't you... If that moment is a shareable moment, but you can't talk about what's happening
next to a
bunch of castmates,
yep.
That makes no fucking
great
sense.
Point.
I don't know, but we get into like the fear of Kathy a little bit, and she actually, I respected this move from Kathy, and I think this probably went a long way with Erica, where she turns to Erica and says, you really don't give a shit. And Kathy's laughing at people, you know, like, oh, they say I'm like a gatekeeper, and oh, Kathy, yeah, you're Kathy Hilton. Like, You do. You are Beverly Hills. Yeah. You can get people in and out of parties probably by the click of a button. You don't even have to make a phone call. Just like they probably have a code word that like blacklists people from parties.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I put you on the spot there. I feel bad.
Spumoni.
Spumoni. I like that. All right. Spumoni it is.
Spumoni gets you off the list. But the one thing that starts to come out of this from Kathy being on stage, and I was like, okay, like we might actually get somewhere. If this is the route they're going, Kathy's the support system for Kyle. Now Kyle starts to open up a little bit. All right, fine. Let's see how this goes. She starts to talk about the agency drama. We've never gotten answers about this. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know about the breakdown between Rick and with Mauricio leading to the agency. We know that he used to work for the Hilton's company. He stepped away to start his own company. The only stipulation from Rick Hilton, I guess, was you can't poach any of our agents, which he then did.
Yeah.
There's a big falling out. This is juicy shit. This is stuff that we've wanted to know. All right, sweet. We're getting something out of this reunion. Episode 3 is not going to be a total wash. What happens? Kyle shuts it down hard. I'm not going to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about business. What do you want to talk about?
What are we allowed to talk about?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And that frustrated me beyond belief because Kathy was on a roll. She was going to tell us everything.
I know.
She was going to tell us every little detail of that story. She was ready to go, and Kyle had to shut it down. It's like, come on. Like, at that point, I kind of wish that Andy would have stepped in and said, look, if Kathy wants to talk about it, she's going to talk about it. You need to sit back, Kyle. And he kind of let Kyle call the show on that, or call the shots at that point, and that pissed me off too.
He did the whole time. He never once pressed her. He never pressed her.
I disagree a little bit. I think that he did have really good questions, and he brought back things, but Kyle wasn't answering the questions, and that's got to be frustrating as hell.
Agreed, but we have seen him in the past push harder.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't answer, he told Jen Aiden, literally explained what being a housewife is. You're here to share your life.
Andy plays favorites. We all know
that. And I know that there's a hierarchy here. I know certain people get different kinds of treatment. I get that. And we all know that. It is what it is. At the same time, if you're watching this transpire, it's like, dude, you asked her the question. She says, it's none of your fucking business. You can't in that moment say that's of is our business.
Yeah, you have to press at that point. Yep.
That's my problem.
When you explained to her what a TV show is.
Yeah, that was my biggest issue. I didn't understand why there wasn't more of...
I think it caught everybody off guard when she did that. She yelled, like, it's none of your fucking... First off,
she was like,
that is a sign.
Mad there.
That is a sign that you do need to press more. If she got that angry at that question, you should be pressing more. Everybody else went silent.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right. Maybe if Sutton and Garcelle were there, they could have had a comment or something, and they could have pushed. Yeah, it is really shitty that we lost the two of them.
Yeah, because Sutton especially, she was on a roll. She was at least asking some hard questions and not being afraid to be like, whoa, 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 that's not right. Or challenge Kyle. Nobody else is. Not one other person is. So by losing that, I feel like we lost this whole episode. This episode sucked.
This episode was terrible.
And this is what happens with three-parters.
That's what happens. We just keep waiting, and we wait, and we wait, and then nothing happens, and we're frustrated.
Yep, and here we are talking.
Here we are yelling about it.
We find out quickly how they reconnected. Great. Cool. Like, we don't wish for families to be separated from one another, but why? This has nothing to do with this season. We didn't talk about this season. Kathy really didn't come up much this season. We had seen in social media that they have become friends again, that they're hanging out again. I feel like Bravo was also afraid that they didn't have enough shit for three episodes.
I think that's true, because during this episode, how many flashbacks did we get?
We had like 30-second montages.
We started to probably longer. The Kathy one was definitely longer, and they kept going back to... They went all the way back to 2012, 2013, and started digging into that. And it's like, okay, yeah, we appreciate the context, especially you and I do, because, you know, we didn't go all the way back to watch everything, but we do know all of that.
For the most part.
We're pretty familiar.
I don't want to say all of it.
All of it, yeah.
People are like, do you remember this?
Like, yeah. No. Well, luckily, we can just look it up real quick and be like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
You know, a couple of bros.
Yeah, cliff notes.
But yeah, I was really frustrated with the over, like, minute or two montage of Kathy and Kyle together. And then they did the same thing at the end with Mauricio, and they showed everything. It's like, we did this. We did this at the end of the season.
We don't need
to do it again. We know what's going on. Stop wasting time.
They kept trying to figure out ways to waste time. And if that's the case, don't make it three parts.
Yeah.
You can do all of these shows in two episodes. And I know that would make it better. And I know that you can get a million for each episode, like viewership wise. So yeah, you're always going to push for that. But fuck, man. But moving on, we finally, finally, are going to get to talk about Kyle and Mo. Finally, we're going to get some answers because we've had to trudge through 18 episodes of season and reunion to get to this point to finally hear what the fuck's been going on, where they stand today, and what's going to be in store for them in the future. What did we find out? Fucking nothing.
Honestly, probably less than what we found out in the season.
Literally nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing new. All we get is this really sad montage, and Andy's preamble leading up to this thing was so sad. And Kyle's like, thanks, Andy. And he's like, sorry. He quickly goes, sorry, let's take a look. Because you could tell that the let's take a look was on the teleprompter. He's like, sorry. That's got to be brutal. And now we're going to watch your marriage fall apart.
It was the most like heartfelt preamble to a montage ever. And the woman that's being scorned is right next to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Huh. I'm sorry. Let's take a look.
Do it.
I got a
job.
It's on the prompter. I got to read it. Let's take a look. I'm so sorry.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Exactly. That's the vibe I got. But we see this montage of literally their marriage fading over the seasons, because we get the good times and then we get to this season and we're watching a lot of the bad times. And when asked, like, what happened, it's the same answer that we've gotten. You know, the kids, I've been working. We didn't have a lot of time together, all of the stuff that we've heard, and the same exact explanation. Something happened that made me lose my trust, and all of us are doing the same thing. He must have cheated,
yep.
Right? This is where it gets so fucking annoying, because it's so much easier if you give an answer here.
But she even kind of backtracked it a little bit by saying, you know, I've gotten to a point where I just couldn't put up with it anymore. And there were things that he's been doing that he's always done that I just couldn't deal with anymore based on where I was. And it's like, okay, so did something specific happen? Or did you have some new, like, midlife journey or reawakening that now you're looking back and you're like, oh, so he's been doing these things for years and I'm tired of it. Did he fucking cheat or did he not? Are you tired of him? Or did he cheat? Like, that's all I want to know. That's all everybody wants to know. You can't lead us there and then not tell us what it is.
Well, all I'm getting from it is, yes, he cheated.
He 1,000% did.
He probably has
been cheating.
That's what it sounds like that. Yeah. And she kept finding shit. And it got to the point where because she says, I tried my best to pretty much fake it till you make it. That's what it sounded like. Just go with the flow and try to get that spark back and the love for this marriage back. Because my trust is so shattered.
Show shattered
is my trust. So I can't move forward. But the fact that she keeps saying this without an answer and the trust is broken. It was repeat behavior. That tells me this is Mo cheating.
Has to be. And you know what? I don't even feel bad about speculating about it.
I don't either. Because
we're not getting any answers. So you and I are sitting here. We're tired of it. We're frustrated. I'm going to go out and say he's been cheating for years. And she finally had enough.
That's what it sounds like, because then she's like talking about, you know, the rumors start to add up and you hear it's like this little voice in the back of your head and Kathy jumps in. Yeah, like a shadow of a doubt, or there's shadows of doubt, all these little things. It's like, okay, but again, you're just saying that he probably did it. You're trying to protect your family. Wouldn't it be easier? And I don't know, but wouldn't it be easier?
Wait, what if? You know, I forget where they were, and they were in the Sprinter van talking about signing contracts, and Kyle was like, yeah, I don't always look at what I'm signing. What if she signed an NDA at one point and she can't say it legally?
That's actually really funny. And like before she went to the reunion, Mo just held up the piece of paper. Yeah. And like, don't forget.
That's why she texted Dorit. She was afraid.
She doesn't want to be in violation of her NDA.
Fun. Let's do that.
This would make me feel bad.
That would actually make sense. And you know what? I'd feel bad for Kyle again if that were to come out.
So maybe start that rumor. That one will help you out.
I don't want to help out Kyle right now. I'm pissed at her.
But it gets all the way to the DMs in Ojai, and they had a conversation about interacting with women on social media. And again, what she said originally is different than what she's saying now. And what happened? Because the specifics, you always mess up the specifics and make it murky, so we can't pinpoint what's going on. In Ojai, you said, Mo and I got in a fight about DMs. That's very specific. That's telling us that you caught some DMs that Mo is exchanging with somebody.
Yeah, you specifically... No, she said women in Ojai.
Yes, yeah. Women in Ojai. Now, she said he didn't know how DMs worked, and I saw that women were DMing him, but he wasn't responding. Then he found out how DMs work, and then I would go in and delete them. Okay, but still, you're not pointing to something that would cause you to lose trust. You're implying that he didn't respond to these, yep. and you're mad that he was getting them, period. That's not what you said in Ojai.
It's not. And when you are not matching up the specifics of something, and it's two different stories, essentially, about the same subject, that tells me that you're lying.
Yes.
I would say that what you were saying in Ojai, because it was the beginning of the season, you didn't have a whole lot of time to think about it, that was the truth. You guys got into a fight about him exchanging DMs with girls. Now you backtrack and you try to protect him for whatever reason. I don't know why. That's telling me that you're lying now.
Yes.
Flat out lying because you don't want to talk about it.
That's what it sounds like to me. And this is what she did the entire episode. Uh-huh. Anytime it was something brought up from the past that she had said this season, now it's got a little bit of a different take to it. Yep. It's just all nonsense. It's all semantics. It's all changing the verbiage to try to throw us off the scent.
Which also, what? You're in a much worse place now in your marriage. So that would tell me that you would want to tell us the truth a little bit more. Why are we saying that the things that were happening during the season when you were hiding all of this were you lashing out and you were telling the truth at that point in time? Like, if your marriage is on the rocks and it's complete shit at this point and everybody knows it, you should be telling us a little bit more of the truth.
Well, she's leaning on the crutch of I'm protecting my family. But again, if that is the case, then why is your daughter crying on TV while you're telling them you're getting separated? It doesn't make any sense. But we get to Mo on Dancing with the Stars, and Kyle says that because of where they were in their marriage, she was cool with it, but she wouldn't have been cool with it because she would have been jealous of him dancing on TV. But we had that one picture of Mo holding hands with his dance partner while they're going to eat, which raised a lot of questions, understandably so. And there was a lot of activity on social media from Mo and him in Aspen pouring champagne on girls, going skiing in nothing, pretty much. Like, there's a lot of shit happening behind the scenes. And Kyle's really upset about it. She said, I couldn't see that. I didn't want to see that. All these other things. Understand that. I totally get that. Except for the fact that you were in a music video with Morgan Wade making out in bikinis and touching each other and all this other shit when you were under speculation from everybody whether or not these two are dating.
Yep.
So my problem is, if you guys are separated, you have an agreement, whatever, I'm sure it stings to see him with other women. Sure, that's got to be hard. I'm not taking away from that. But you can't play this game. You can't do that. Well, I'm allowed to go in this music video because it's an artistic choice that I had no idea about. You're telling me that Kyle Richards had no clue what she was going to be wearing in the music video when she went over there?
No chance.
You're telling me that she didn't have a say in what she wore when she got there?
They have to make sure it fits.
There's so many different things. And they have that bullshit scene of those two going over like the artistic choice they were making for the music video as though Kyle had no idea that it was going to be this. There's no way. But all I got from this scene, as she starts to talk about Morgan more and more, she's 1,000% into her. They're 1,000% going to date if they're not dating yet. That's the only vibes I got.
She was curious.
Which is fine.
That is fine.
It would answer so many questions. And I know it's a touchy subject, especially because it's technically coming out of the closet. There's a lot of things that go along with you admitting that you and Morgan might be dating. I respect that, and if you're not ready to tell people, sure. But when everyone's speculating and you're adding to the speculation by leaving question marks all over the place, just answer something.
Yeah.
Give us something.
And honestly, we had already obviously discussed the entire music video at extreme lengths because we had nothing to talk about when that came out. And we came up with the best answer, and we moved on. And we have accepted that answer. That answer is still true. Now, I don't know what the fuck's going on because you're not giving us... That would have gone such a long way if you said, yeah. And look, they were paired together for a reason. You go right from Mauricio and Emma walking to the car after their date, and then you go right into the music video. This is set up for you to say, yeah, if he can go out and do that, then I can go out and do this. And people would have agreed and said, good for you, Kyle. That's great. You're not doing yourself any favors by doing any of this. I did, however, really like Andy throwing shade a little bit because when they started talking about Morgan, Kyle had said, well, Morgan's never watched the show before. Andy's face was like, pissed. She doesn't watch my show?
Also,
come on.
Bullshit.
30 seconds later, it was, well, you know, she's got to be happy because I feel like you kind of made her a household name on this show.
Yeah. I love that. But he's not wrong.
And no, he's not wrong at all.
If you want to sit there and tell me for 2 seconds that Morgan Wade has too much artistic integrity to want to get the pull that came from this show, bullshit.
Yeah.
She 100% knew what she was getting into. She 100% knew the publicity that Kyle Richards would get for her and her music. I'm not saying that their connection's not real. I'm not taking away from that. But if you don't think that this was self-serving, that's ludicrous. Of course she knew that this would help her music career. She doesn't want the scrutiny. She probably didn't. But now she's probably like, my listens on Spotify and across all media platforms are probably up 100%.
Absolutely.
If not more.
That music video probably has quite a few million views.
Yes. And again,
thank you, Beverly Hills.
That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, I thought that was funny for Kyle to unknowingly take a dig at Andy and the show once again. Yeah.
I love it when Andy gets offended, though.
And yeah, he just gets so a little bitchy. And he's
he gets
like,
a little bitchy and he comes right back.
Well, we turned her into a household
name. Nobody knew who the fuck she was before this.
What about now? And that's the other thing. She has critically acclaimed music. Look. Oh. I think Morgan Wade is a very talented person. No one knew who the fuck she was before this.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a me take.
I listen to country music.
I know, but.
Never heard of her
who
before.
Who are you?
This. I'm just being honest.
You're a little sassy.
I'm just being honest. No like one it. Knew who you were. Now they do.
I like it.
You're welcome.
Do more of that.
Thank you, Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Stop doing this. You're not.
I know. I thought that not, you were. I know. You're usually doing. So respectful and you're like, well, you know, she's a beautiful musician. She's so
great
good.
Musician. She I is know. A great musician.
But no usually one knew you don't throw in the dig. I like the dig.
You're welcome.
You need to get a little sassy.
I am. But you keep doing this.
Why?
Stop.
I want you to be sassy.
I got it.
Let it out.
Are
Sass
we done?
Queen. Sass queen. Yeah.
Are we done now? Jesus Christ. The last thing that I wanted to talk about, and it's more to this point, everyone else on the show thinks so. Everyone else thinks that they were dating or have been dating. They literally ask everybody in the room. The only person, and it was even funnier because I forgot she was there.
Yeah.
They bring Anne Marie into it. Like, what'd you think? Because you said she found somebody who loves her or shares their love or whatever cryptic fucking way she said it. And Anne Marie's like, no, I just, you know, when you find somebody that's like a super cool friend and you like or get super close.
Yeah,
like
so afraid to just say
whatever,
that.
Bro.
You can't sit in the after show and say, I feel like she found somebody who makes her feel loved.
Yeah, that's what she
and
said.
And then come back and say, well, as a friend.
As a, you guys know when you find guys, a friend.
You know what the fuck's going on, Anne Marie.
You guys get it. No. Well, you
when
think
the hell did you pop over to that side
yeah,
of the
Yeah, where the fuck have you been? Like... it was actually a funny call.
I forgot about you.
I did. I forgot she was there.
Yeah.
I forgot she was there because she doesn't need to be there. Nope. Nobody needed to be there for this. We didn't need to sit at home and watch it. And I was mad. I was mad. And it's even funnier because Dev watched it last night. I watched it today.
Yeah.
Dev was rage texting me halfway through like, this is fucking bullshit. And like, people need their money back from watching this.
Peacock, yeah.
Like, literally, we got no answers. We got to see the entire season condensed into one reunion episode.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of question marks, more speculation, and tactics to try to throw us off of the trail of something that seems so blaringly obvious now. And that's the other part.
So what?
Blaringly obvious.
It's glaringly, isn't it?
Is it glaringly? Oh, that would be even funnier. Blaringly?
That would caught me off guard, yeah.
Oh, let's look it up. We need more stuff to talk about. Blaringly obvious?
I kind of like blaringly obvious, though.
Blaringly obvious is a combination of glaring and blinding. If something is blaring, it's screaming at you. So
wow.
While it does have much the same connotations as glaring and blinding, it's a sound-based metaphor and less suited for seeing what is obvious.
I like that.
At least I'm not an idiot.
No, that's I didn't know that was a word, but I'm going to start using that word.
Yeah, there you
blaring.
Go.
Well, I knew blaring was a word, actually.
Unpleasantly loud and penetrating. So, yeah, it's blaringly obvious.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
But,
nice.
But, to my point, the point I was trying
read
to make.
Read a definition on a podcast.
Nice. Webster's Dictionary defines it as, no.
We need to fill time here.
Exactly. Now we're just stalling. But I actually do have a point about the show, and that is, with all of these hints, with all of these sidesteps you're taking, I feel like you're giving us an answer. And that is, you know, when Kyle says, you know, maybe to the prospect of dating Morgan Wade and says that Morgan's hot and says all of these other things that like she's curious and alluding to it. I feel like you've given us enough of an answer to where we all understand where this could potentially go. So if it had gone there, or if there was more of a romantic relationship here, or answers about Mo and your marriage, because you tiptoed around it enough. Again, we're all like, okay, well, he definitely cheated based on what you're saying.
Yep.
Oh, you're definitely either going to be with Morgan or have already been with Morgan based on what you're saying. So wouldn't it do Kyle so many more favors to be forthright about some of these things and just flat out say it rather than tiptoe around it? And do you, Shooter Magooter, feel as though she owes the audience who have been supporting her throughout 13 seasons of this show, do you think that she did them a disservice by fucking skating around it and saying flat out it's nobody's fucking business?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. She definitely did the viewers a disservice, but I think more than that, she did herself a disservice.
Yeah.
Because people are pissed at her, and you are not in a position to be pissed at. If everything is how we're thinking it is, where you've been going through this marriage and all of these rumors of Mo cheating over the years have come to a head, and he has been cheating this entire time, and you finally lost it and had enough of it, we should be supporting you. You should be looking for us to support you. Instead, you're turtling and hiding and blaming, or rather using the excuse of, I don't want to drag my family into this. Like, Mo brought your family into this.
And Mo's talking about it.
Mo's talking about it. You're going to let him go talk about it and tell his side of the story while people are getting frustrated with you for not talking about it. They're going to turn to Mo and be like, at least we're getting answers from him.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
No.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no. What?
This is going to get my tinfoil hat on.
Okay, put it on.
So what if, because we know that Kyle does things for the show. She is show forward, right? The text to Dorit.
Yeah.
She puts things in motion. So just stew with me in the stew for a second.
Stewing in the stew.
So her and Mo, regardless of what their romantic relationship looks like, are still a partnership as far as she's protecting him by not saying what's going on. And that was her emphasis the whole season. I take care of my family. She said in this episode, I take care of my family, family first, all that stuff. Do you think that these two had a conversation? Mo starting his show, if that show does well, it's better for the family. I'm not going to say anything. You go out, blow it up, tell them everything. Because then next season on Beverly Hills is my turn to tell my side of the story. And now I'm really going to get into it and defend myself from all the stuff that Mo's been saying on buying Beverly Hills all season. Likelihood of
that. I mean, I could see it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see it. I think that she's not in a good place with Mo at all, like even to the point of concocting that sort of plan.
I don't either. But now I'm just,
I don't think they also, like, if Mo's company is doing as well as it is, what the fuck do you even need the Netflix show?
Because they want it.
Yeah,
doesn't
but.
Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant because they want
point,
it.
Yeah.
They want it to do well.
It's tinfoil hat. I could see it happening. I don't think it's likely,
if
though.
If we get a season next year of Kyle just answering for everything Mo said, I firmly believe that's what happened.
We will get a trailer for next season. And in that trailer, we will get snippets of Kyle seemingly talking about her separation in greater detail. Then we will watch it, and that will be like the last episode, and she'll be talking to Erica or whoever. Or is the surprise, Rin is back at the end of the season for some reason.
Don't even.
She's going to be talking to her about it. And yeah, no, I it's just unlikely. I don't.
That's the other thing that happened because of this season not being a good season. It opens the door for a Rinna return. People are already talking about it on social media.
Well, they brought her up in the reunion. That was definitely a test.
Bro, she's not the answer.
Nope.
She's not the answer. That's not going to turn this show around. We need people that are going to share things for sure. Rinna didn't share anything.
I would rather bring back Brandy than Rinna.
Brandy's untouchable right now.
But she would be better because at least she would just yell some dumb shit.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. They need to take a look at everything and figure out what the route forward is for this show. It is not on the back of Kyle Richards anymore.
No.
It's not. She was going to be the lead this season. She dropped the ball. We had Sutton step up. I thought she had a great year. I thought Erica had a good year.
Did you not watch the documentaries?
Oh, don't even. I don't know how this show gets back on track with the current cast the way
it is. I'm so tired of saying this after reunions for these shows about how we're not sure how they move forward.
But they need to.
It does seem like, honestly, aside from like Miami, which has been having a great season, a great comeback, and I'm looking forward to next season of Miami. Aside from that, a lot of these shows, I'm like, I don't know where the hell they go.
I don't. Yeah, it's a good point. I'm really curious how Jersey is going to do this year. I have high hopes for it. I feel like we have been getting better seasons from a lot of the shows, which is funny.
It's just reunion fatigue, I think.
Reunion fatigue. I don't think Beverly Hills was great this season. I'm not lumping them in, but Miami was great. Salt Lake was great. We have seen a resurgence of good Real Housewives shows because we went through a little bit of a
rut. In like the one-off cities too. Like they have to be floundering right now thinking, well, you know, we've rebooted New York. Not a lot of people like New York. Give it a couple of years. We'll see what happens. Beverly Hills, not doing so great. Orange County is a fucking shitstorm.
Yeah.
So all your mainstays are kind of falling. Atlanta falling apart. Atlanta's like Potomac's gone. Dead. Like,
yeah, fuck.
Thank God for Salt Lake City and Miami.
Seriously, they're carrying everyone else on their back, and Miami's still not getting the credit it deserves. But hopefully we see this trend of good. I mean, we've had a lot of good seasons of other shows, like Southern Charm.
There's enough to like fill the gaps. It's just, it would be great if these shows would perform a little
and
more.
I think that's my hope is that since the other shows are doing well, you would think that at some point they'll figure out a way forward with these other Housewives shows. And I think they will. I have faith. I have faith in Andy. So we shall see. But let's get into some questions. From Michelangelo Arachiga. Hopefully I said that right. Kathy and Kyle having only 3 fights. Didn't it seem rehearsed? Are they lying? Yeah. Yeah, they've been fighting for the majority of the time I've seen them on TV, so I don't...
This reunion was not about Kathy and Kyle fighting, so they're not going to make it about that.
Yeah, exactly. From JDrake988, do you think Kathy will ever come back as a cast member, and do we even want her?
Not in like a full season. She'll come and go as she pleases. She's gotten to that point.
Yeah, but she said that she might
even want her. Not really.
She just always adds that like comedic value / random wild card factor. Oh, this is a great one from Tara Moore 2004. What is going on with Kyle's mouth / lips? So weird to watch her speak this reunion. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
Diana Jenkins reincarnate.
Yeah, I think we started doing the Diana Jenkins thing and now people are paying attention. Yeah,
she keeps licking the side of her mouth.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. That a nervous tick? I have
Could
no
be
idea.
A nervous tick?
I have
maybe,
no clue.
Maybe she got some new lip gloss and it's just not working out too well.
I don't know. I have no idea. From Mrs. Ashley Bella. Do we agree she confirmed he cheated but doesn't want to say it because of the kids? Yeah, that's the vibe we got. Last one from Sal Bryant. How does she get away with saying it's nobody's effing business? That's what a reality show is. We agree. I thought that was the most disrespectful line to the audience to say it's nobody's fucking business when her business has been sharing her business with the audience. That's her main bread and butter.
Yeah. I look, that's grounds for not being asked back next year.
I think
immediately. You can't mock the show, text somebody right before a reunion to silence them about something that we're obviously going to want to talk about. And it's the main focus of the reunion. And then when it comes down to it, you get frustrated and you yell that? No.
It makes no sense.
I don't get it.
But they're gearing up to film again in April, I believe.
Yeah, a quick turnaround.
So clearly everyone's back because we haven't heard anybody not get asked back. And I figured that I take that back.
I don't know. Actually, because when Southern Charm starts. Yeah, Southern Charm's doing the same thing in April. And
we haven't heard
They did say that there's some cast shakeups, I think.
Okay.
But we don't know who and what and where.
Yeah, and sometimes they announce those like as people start taking pictures of the cast, like filming, and they're like, oh, by the way, newbie.
Yep.
I don't know, dude. We'll see. It's Beverly Hills. So again, people will watch it. And I hope that they are able to figure out a different direction because the Kyle Richards route is no longer viable. Has not been for quite some time. Let's think about some new ways to approach the Beverly Hills cast. You know, mix it up
a
little bit.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. But remember to get your tickets for our live shows coming up. We have May 3rd, Union Stage, Washington, D.C. It is a Friday night. Go get those tickets. It's a big venue. We want to fill that place up, so bring all your friends. And then we got June 14th in Boston. That is also a Friday night. Go get those tickets. It's a much smaller venue. We've already sold most of them, so make sure you get your tickets sooner than later because it's still 3 months away, and we don't have that many tickets. Other than that, you got anything else?
Nope. Good over here.
Nope.
Rob, move on.
Bros are out of here. Wrap up Beverly Hills. We'll see you next season.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.